There it is. Wonderful partnership. Wonderful 150.
The most exciting thing you can start a show with.
Coming live from the 2SER studios.
This is a great show.
Across the park, 2SER.
And just go for a swim, but like deep.
Come on in, meatball. Testicles.
I'm pointing at the doggy.
Gummy more.
Thank you, Austin.
No worries, I have good footy.
Which part of that was
the a real problem with that. Bloody turn. I can stand the prick.
Oh, bloody bird.
Let's not do this.
Oh, the corner injury. She got a corner injury.
People of Earth, the moment you've all been waiting for has arrived. It's Across the Park's 150th episode special. With very special guest appearances from Lionel and his ladder, Marvin, Dram Blossom, Sam the Human Calculator, Michael Radojkovic, Droop Grimmer, Blord, the Moon Worshippers, Rowan Boats, Fluggo and the Tunnels, the Microwave Kids, Alkalinity, Foot, Gabrielle Morris, the Amazing Forensics, and music from Mick and the Rads, DJ Gabo, The Last Joel, and the Across the Park Dancers. But now, it's time for your host, the man the show is named after, Joel Kassem! Hello and welcome to Across the Park for the 150th time. This is not the sports show that Brendan Smith went on and dropped a ton of F-bombs. No, 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 Gabby beat him to it. Joel Kassem is my variant and please allow me the pleasure of introducing the other strains. First up is a man who wants to win a premiership in that jersey. It's Mick Rad.
Woo, 150! It's like good, but it's not as good as 200. It's better than 100, and it's in between, and it'll do!
Yeah, it's like 50 is really exciting, then 100 is super exciting, and 200 is also really exciting, but 150 is okay, so I did a little intro.
Oh, look, it was very good. You were talking it down at the start, and I was very impressed with the amount of effort you went into that. And I liked the name of my band, Mick and the Rads.
Mick and the Rads, yeah. And joining us via the phone like it's a different era, it's Gabby Morris.
Oh, 150. Yeah, that's pretty good. I'm pretty happy with that.
And well, you know? So you should be, I think, Gabby.
Like, that's a lot. Like, I can't believe we've been doing this for so long. I can't believe we're still allowed to do this. Like, who is allowing us to do this?
Well, I mean, we turn up. I don't know if it actually goes to air every week. Has anyone checked?
Yeah, true. Yeah.
I've never checked. Like, hopefully it does.
Even just listening back to that intro, I'm just like, who approves this? Like, how are we on air right now?
Well, 2SER is so wonderful to let us keep doing this. You know, no matter if every other show comes and goes, the Across the Park will always be there until our dying days.
Yes.
Yeah. Three adult rat bags just going for it on air.
Now, Gabby, you might sound a little bit funny to the listeners, and it's nothing against you.
Always.
No, it's nothing against you. You've got a very good voice for radio. But today...
But I'm not allowed in the studio.
Yes, that's right. You've been asked not to join us in the studio. So you kicked up a stink and went on a little holiday... And up to a place with no internet.
Yeah. So it's actually lovely. It's actually so nice to go on a holiday and be like, oh, well, I can't look at my computer. I can't do the things that you do on the internet, really.
Ooh, it's an internet detox. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
It's like a...
Yeah. I bloody love it. I'm have to say, like, I'm fully checked out. Like, this is done. I'm out. Like, I'm emotionally, physically, financially checked out. Like, it's over. 2021, I'm done.
All right.
We can't
close the calendar. New Year, Happy New Year.
3, 2, 1.
Hey!
Happy New Year.
There we go. Happy New Year. We're done. We're into 2022. Good job, Gab.
Thank you, Gabby.
Yeah. Well, I'm not really sure I'm not checked into 2022 yet either. So I'm just like, I'm happy being in this limbo at the moment. Like,
happy 2021 and a half.
Yeah.
Happy 2023.
Feeling, where you're just like, I can't do it anymore. I just got to step out. Step out of life.
Well, you know what they say, Gab. You know what they say. Next year's going to be the best ever.
I definitely blamed my one friend. It was 2019 on New Year's Eve. And as soon as it hit 12 o'clock, he said, fuck you, 2020. And then look what happened. So I blame him.
Well, as they say, it can't be any worse, right?
Well, I don't know about that, Nick. I really don't.
Shit, I said it. I should.
As I said, it's best to just stay in limbo. Like, don't be in 2021 and don't be in 2022. Just don't acknowledge it. Just don't be present. Just be what you want it to be.
Wise
don't
words
from... allow anyone or anything to define you. So it's nothing until it is something. You know?
Yeah.
You know?
This is like a therapy
session.
I've
just got my crystals out, so we should be getting that vibe. If you got that vibe, I'm setting off a crystal vibe.
Yes, I feel good. The crystal vibe.
Look, this is what's happened after just 24 hours. There's no internet, and I'm down the coast. I'm a whole new person. I highly recommend getting out of Sydney.
Yes, it's a good idea. I'm looking forward to a holiday so bad. I haven't had like a good solid chunk of time off since 2019 pretty much. So I'm just so keen to get like a few weeks off, but I'm waiting to go overseas. You know, I'm just hanging to get on that plane and get out of this bloody country.
Hanging for it. Yeah. Well, the variants are holding us back. Then variants, I tell ya.
Nah, those Omicronies won't get me.
Oh, them cronies. Them varied cronies. Yeah, well.
Nah.
Give it a duck and weave.
That works. Duck and cover every time.
Yeah.
Get down low and go, go, go.
Just boost a booster. You just need a couple of boosters and you'll be right.
Done.
Done.
Yeah, done.
Well, here we are on our 150th episode. We know Gabby is now down the coast. She's given that bit away. Mick, what have you been up to this past week?
This past week, I went to a big game of sport.
Ooh.
And in fact, it was Saturday afternoon. It was beautiful. It wasn't raining. It was grey, but it was beautiful. It was nice. I got to see the Matildas finally play a game. I haven't seen the Matildas live in the flesh before at a game, so it was finally good to get there. And I was there with like 35,000 other people, which was the biggest Matildas crowd, I think, in Sydney ever.
Yeah.
And it was bad. We missed many chances. Simon missed one right in front. She had a shot like
I saw that.
Oh man, it was crushing. And Sam Kerr had a chance. Every shot that Matildas had pretty much just went straight to the goalie. And having said that, the American goalie, I think her name was Casey something. She was good. She stopped everything. She was a really solid keeper on the night. But Australia just couldn't get one past her.
No.
So it was 3-0. We went down. But it was weird, you know, because everyone was there having a good time, lots of families, lots of kids, and everyone seemed to just enjoy the spectacle. And it was a friendly after all, so it really didn't matter what the score was. But I think that's just what sports should be about. And maybe every game ever should just be a friendly. No competition whatsoever.
Okay.
Then it's not sport. It's just a game.
Well, that's it. It's just entertainment. And that's what sport is, right? It's just entertainment.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter who wins.
It's interesting you said that. So I played water polo. Spoiler.
You played it.
Plot twist. I played water polo and it was just like between colleagues, right? Which is awkward and weird, but we'll think about that.
That is, okay, go on.
Too many budgie smugglers. I highly recommend not doing any type of water sports with colleagues. But we played water polo and like it was so, like it's just, we're just mucking around. But I have a couple of people that were playing who are highly competitive.
Right.
And it got so serious so quick. And I was like, guys, are you trying to get fired? Like, this is not a serious game of sport. We are just playing a bit of water polo on an afternoon. Like, what has happened to you? It's like demons. They were like red in the eyes, like screaming and yelling, like actually scoring the points. There's no net. Like, what are you talking about? Some people cannot physically have a friendly game of sport. It's not possible.
Yeah, it is strange. But I do love you playing water polo. Water polo is one of, I think, the hardest games to play as someone who has previously played water polo.
It's a lot of kicking. Like, you just need to, like, spin around, like, use your legs a lot.
No, that's soccer.
A lot
of
leg
work. What are you talking about?
Oh.
No, well, okay, sorry. I lie. It was water polo, but in the Shetland.
Oh, so you... Right. So basically you were standing in a pool throwing a ball.
Yeah,
I don't know if you can classify that as water polo.
Well, like water polo-esque. Like, we were still doing the water polo thing, you know, like water poloing around. But it was like...
there were water polo vibes.
Yes, yeah, strong water polo vibes. Like, real strong. But, like, not so much a lot of, like, the swimming. But I did do like a couple of those, and then I was like, well, I'm not doing that again because I cannot breathe. Because, as you said, it's an exhausting sport. It's just a crazy sport. It's just like, I mean, it's just as crazy as underwater rugby. Like, what kind of fool plays a game like that?
Let's ask our underwater rugby friends are probably listening right now. Getting back on. How the hell do you really do this?
Tell us your secrets.
I think for some people, sports it's not a friendly thing. Like, even if I think the Matildas are playing, I would have taken it seriously, you know? It would have meant a lot.
Yeah, no, of course. And there was like some really solid challenges. Like, they were getting whacked. It wasn't that friendly. Like, they were really getting into each other. And Australia and America have a real rivalry. You know, Matildas don't. I mean, except for Sam Kerr and her girlfriend who's on the other team. I wonder what they didn't actually play against, because Sam came off and then her girlfriend came on. So it was like they didn't actually play against each other. I reckon they did it on purpose.
Maybe. Oh, for sure.
Because she wouldn't tackle her hard, would she?
I feel like she would have to, otherwise everyone would be like, you can't not tackle your girlfriend, you know. She'd get a lot of flack from the team.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Gotta love those two.
How about you, Joel? What do you do this week?
Well, like yourself, I also went to a big sporting event. It was my first game of touch football.
Oh, it actually happened.
I finally got around to it. Yep. So I missed the first week due to being hospitalised, missed the second week due to weather. Finally got to go this week and play touch football with a team that I, for the most part, don't actually know any of them. Mm-hmm. Any of them. I know a couple of people who I joined with. And then, so yeah, got there, met everyone. Everyone seemed very nice. It was very relaxed. It was so relaxed that twice dogs ran onto the field, which takes me back to my cricket days. But yeah, I absolutely loved it, and I was very puffed, especially after they asked me to start. So we had subs, which is very handy, and I had to go off a few times because I was out of breath. But it was really good. We got absolutely hammered, but that's okay.
It was all
a bit of fun.
Hammered in what way? Like, what was the score?
I think someone said it was 7-1. Yeah, not great.
Like, I wonder if they ever think about just taking, like, going a bit easy.
No, they didn't. No, they didn't at all.
No.
And they were just, like, they were lovely as well. They were just having a good time. And still, we didn't go too well. Anyway, I personally thought I was terrible. Tried a Benji Marshall flick pass to my brother-in-law, who's also on the team. And he sort of called it, and I went to flick it. And when you see Benji Marshall do it, and the way it just floats from his hand behind his back into the player's arms is beautiful.
Mm. How'd yours go?
When I did it, it sort of went from my hand straight to the ground, almost to the back of my foot. So that was quite embarrassing.
More like a Bendy Marshall.
Sure. Something like that. Anyway, so I tried twice again and failed.
You tried
miserably.
Twice. Wait, you failed the first time, so you tried twice more.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
what is it? Shame on me.
Do we have to go down to the park now after this and have a bit of a practice?
I might have to.
Okay, all right.
I don't know what I'm
just
doing.
Just practice the Benji Marshall flick pass.
All right.
Can I just relate this to something? Do you think there should be like a mercy rule in sport, where if a team is just winning by so much, they just go, look, we're just not going to keep going anymore. We'll just stop it. Because this relates to a game that happened during the week, right?
Mm-hmm.
England's women's team played Latvia's women's soccer team. And what do you think England won by? Just have a guess.
Oh,
8-0.
Nah, it's got to be double figures.
20-0. 20.
Oh, wow.
Nil. And everyone's just like, it's so bad, so lopsided that everyone's just like, surely they should have just like let them just eased up a bit, you know, just give them a go, like give them the ball.
Kick an own goal.
It's like when you play with your parents and they're like, okay, do over. Come on, quickly, do it again. You know, like they'll give you a do over and you're like, yeah, can I just have like a little another? You know, when you tee off or like you do a bad hit, and like, come on, quickly, another one. And then we've got to move on. And if you can't do it again, you get two goes, and that's it.
Yeah, like, so England had 64 shots on goal. Latvia had none. Not a one. Not a one. England had 86% of the ball.
Oh, God.
It's so bad. Like, and everyone's saying it's actually, like, detrimental to the game to have, like, such lopsided scores.
But that's also, like, who organised that? game. What drunken idiot organized that game? Like, that's not on them. Like, someone's going to organize that shit, because that's just also terrible watching.
Yeah, and the social media person was just like, couldn't keep up.
It's a goal.
Is there a, what was the halftime score? Like 1-0?
Not sure. They did score after, like, but the first goal didn't come for like 5 minutes, I think.
Oh, that's good.
So, you know, there was a chance. 8 first half goals, 4 hat tricks.
Oh, 4 hat tricks.
What would the post game huddle be like for Latvia after that? Like, what do you even, like, surely the coaches, like, just got home. Like, there's nothing we can talk about here. Like, how do I even explain
just
to
just
you?
Drink.
Yeah.
But I feel like in all seriousness, England obviously have a fantastic team. Latvia probably don't. For them, it would have been really exciting to just have this game to play against a team like England, who they probably like watch and think, like, this is a team I would love to play against, and then they get to do it.
As long as England just weren't celebrating every single time. Like, it gets a bit old when you've, after 10, you're still celebrating like you've just won the World Cup, you know?
I hate when you play against people when they do that.
Yeah.
You're like, don't be a bloody dickhead. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Like, I get it after maybe like 4 or 5, but this is like the 8th goal. Like,
yeah.
Come on.
Oh, dear.
Agreed.
All right.
Well, we've come to that point of the show, the pointy end.
Yeah. Is this what happens now? 16. Oh, we talk about sport, don't we?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's the whole reason of this show. Even in the 150 show, we've forgotten what actually happens
you
next.
You'd think by now we would have learned. Absolutely no idea what we're doing.
No.
So, let's do some...
Sport!
Where do we want to start? Do we want to start with the football, continue the football theme that we've had?
Yeah, may as well, because America came over for a couple of games, a couple of friendlies. I talked about the 3-0 loss on Saturday. But then they played another one in Newcastle just, Tuesday night?
Tuesday night, yep.
It was a tight one, you know? And again, Australia didn't play great. Matildas were just a bit off form. But we managed to snatch a bit of a deflection at the end to get the 1-1 draw. Did you see that? Did you see the goal?
I did, yeah. Yeah, I watched that game.
And Simon, it was Simon who got it, I think, off the deflection. Was that right? Or did I get it wrong?
No, it was, yeah. Simon.
Yeah, it was a deflection, yeah.
Yeah, so she missed open goal in the first game, and she sort of redeemed herself with this deflection shot, which still counts. I mean,
absolutely.
She took a shot and just deflected off American and went in. It was a cool curling one, too.
Yeah.
A decent series, I guess, for us, for the Matildas, it's a chance to sort of see what crowds, you know, get the crowds sort of interested for the Women's World Cup, which is only 2 years away.
Yeah.
And
but all the like, what do they call it? What do they call it to get into it?
Qualification.
Thank you.
Yes.
That's the word I was after.
They're coming up.
Yeah. They're like,
but we're guaranteed to be in, right? Because we're hosting.
Is that how it works?
Oh, we're hosts always.
The host, okay.
Yeah. So we probably don't even have to qualify because we're hosting it.
Excellent.
And they've just announced today, I think, that the final of the Women's World Cup is going to be in Sydney.
Yeah, I saw that.
So that's bloody cool.
We get like 5 games or something.
We should get a bunch. So, get your tickets.
Yes, go get
them
now.
From mikatech.com.
Just jump onto the Across the Park Instagram page and maybe they're there. I don't know. But have a look anyway. See what you can find.
Have a squeeze.
Like. Yeah, so that was that. Was there other football news? I feel like there might have been. Or maybe I'm thinking of the wrong sport. Probably am.
And at the Ballon d'Or. Is that how you say it? Ballon d'Or?
Ballon d'Or.
Which is it's basically the European soccer leagues deciding who they think is the best footballers of the year.
The golden ball.
And generally it's just, you know, they give it to players who play in European comps. It's all very biased. And Mo Salah got 7th, and everyone's just like, how is Mo Salah the 7th best footballer in the world? He's way better than that. Mm. Anyway, Messi won again. Mm-hmm. Whatever.
But didn't Sam Kerr get voted? Well, she was number 3?
She was 3rd,
she got 3rd.
Who was first? We don't know. We don't care.
No,
we don't care about Sam.
Doesn't matter.
No one cares.
First,
Alexia Putellas from Barcelona.
Señor.
Yes, you were going to say.
No,
something.
No, we're going to cricket.
Yeah, we are. Scorchers claimed their first WBBL title in a home triumph. Their inaugural WBBL success came in front of an ecstatic home crowd at Optus Stadium after a complete performance saw them defend 146 runs. Mick, did you see any of this game?
I actually did not.
You would have missed because they were both on Saturday.
At the Matildas game.
It was a massive day for women's sport on Saturday, last Saturday. It was excellent. So the Scorchers scored 5 for 146 and the Strikers, like, they didn't start very well. They were 2 for 16 and then that was pretty much, the writing was on the wall after that. Mm. They finished with 6 for 134. With the last couple of overs, they looked like maybe if they were just to really smack it, they might be able to chase it down, but the bowling from Perth was just too good.
No. Well, good on them.
So that's their first.
You know those podcasts that you put on to help you go to sleep?
Fine.
Perfect for my holiday vibe.
My wife just did a Spotify Wrapped, and the number one podcast for her was Rain and Windscreen Wipers.
Oh!
Because, she also listens to really boring stories to get her sleep, like similar to the cricket scores.
This is the market for us. Like, that's what we're thinking. People would find our podcast. I reckon there'd be so many people who would find our show so boring. We should market it that way, too.
Just have Joel reading our cricket scores.
Yeah.
Listen to Across the Park on 2SER, the number one show to help you sleep at night.
Perfect.
All right. Well, okay. Fair enough. That's where we're going, heading into the next. 50
take what you
episodes.
Can get, Joel. You take what you can get. Yeah. We've got a job for next year's Spotify.
Speaking of, what's it called? Spotify
Wrapped or Unwrapped?
Unwrapped.
Yeah, no, Wrapped. Like
okay, one of them.
Yep.
Hey, if you've got Across the Park in your top five,
let us know.
Yeah, let us know.
My friend Nick, who last year had Across the Park as his number one.
Yeah.
We're now number two.
Uh-huh.
My dad wrote a porno, beat it.
Oh, yeah, it's funny.
So he came second.
Oh, I was like, I literally was like, oh my God, your dad did.
what a quick change of topic.
Maybe we should do a podcast about my dad writing a porno.
That is a great show, though, to be fair.
Yeah, so we got bumped.
Happy to go.
But thanks, Nick. Thanks for listening. We always appreciate your listenership. But anyone else out there, yeah, please tag us.
Yeah.
I tagged us.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No worries.
I checked mine. We weren't first in mine either.
It just goes to show I listen to myself a lot.
Yeah, that's the thing. I just love myself.
Or I've missed enough episodes that I have to listen to the ones I'm not on to catch up.
Also, still on cricket, Tim Payne has officially stood down. Last week we spoke about him not being captain, but now he's just like, I'm not playing cricket for the moment. I don't want to play. And so that means Pat Cummins became our new sorry, no one else can see this, but Mick is wearing two pairs of headphones and it is making me laugh. It's hard to concentrate.
Also, I found two pairs of headphones where only one ear is working. So I've put two on my head. So one's on the left, one's on the right, and I've got two overlapping each other so I can listen in both ears. That's all.
That's
thanks
quite
to us.
Clever.
Well, you know,
yeah. He's a smart boy.
You can see that on the stories.
I didn't know that about him.
Yeah, we'll pop that in our stories for this week. But, so Pat Cummins is now our new captain and Steve Smith is vice-captain.
And we were saying last week how we didn't think a fast bowler would get captain because it's happened once, I think, in history.
Yeah.
Like temporarily, like one game or something.
One game in the 50s.
Pat Cummins, first fast bowler to sort of, you know, take the reins ever.
Yep.
How's it going to go? Like, will he bowl himself more or less than he was before?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, that's a good point. I don't know.
I dare say, you know, fast bowlers hurt themselves or they have rest games. Mm-hmm. So Steve Smith will probably be back as captain at some point.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen.
But anyway, good on. I don't mind Pat Cummins. He's a good player.
No, he's a good player.
Good guy.
Yeah.
Probably hasn't sexted people. We'll see.
Not that I know of.
No.
Not none of us, anyway.
No,
not me. Don't believe that for a second.
Well, he definitely go through my phone, Gabby, if you don't believe me.
No, Pat Cummins. go through your phone.
I think you missed the joke. It's okay. Here's snooker. A story right up our alley. Snooker player Mark Williams was up against Anthony Hamilton at the UK Championship when he was sitting in his chair waiting his turn. However, while waiting, he fell asleep. More like snoozka, am I right?
Oh, dear. That's... We were doing quite well until that happened. Just
what
then.
If I put this on? Oh, it's not working.
No. Still professional after 150 episodes.
You.
Oh. Snooze car. You could have done better.
Everything in...
Snooze car. That's way better.
I said snooze car. That's what I said. Why are you saying that's way better? That's what I said.
Oh. See, I said it with more conviction. And it was
I think Mick said it with more conviction.
Better delivery. Yeah. You know, learn about comic timing, Joel. Come on. Let's get a comedian on here and talk about comic time and how you can improve your comic timing.
Can we do that, please?
Sure.
Oh, my God. Another great thing to put someone to sleep, I reckon.
Well, we can change the name of the show then to Snooze Car. Why are you laughing that time? Anyway, so yeah, Williams, a three-time world champion and one of snooker's most charismatic players, was in his chair and in the lead 3-2 when he nodded off while Hamilton was at the table.
Is he an older fella?
Well, he's older than us, but... Yeah.
He'd had a big night.
No, he hadn't had a big night. Well, maybe he had. He's a snooker player.
does he do the thing where you have four beers? You know when you're like, anyone knows that like at four beers, you're always the best at snooker?
Yeah.
Like maybe he'd gone over his four beer limit, you know?
Yeah. Well, they do that thing where they're like... They're about to, what do they call, what is this called, Mick, what I'm doing?
Cue it up?
Yeah, like you're going to hit the ball. So you're down really low against the table and you're sort of aiming it all up.
Yeah.
And then with your right hand or your backhand, it goes under the table and you pick up your glass of beer and have a quick drink and then put it down and then you have a shot. It's a visual gag, everyone. What was I going to say? Anyway. He said after the game, he actually ended up losing in the end.
Yeah. I guess you lose. Slept through.
Damn it. All right.
Is that what he was going to say?
No, that's not what I was going to say.
Damn, so my joke was better than yours.
I didn't have a joke. Oh. Mine was quite serious.
Oh.
The thing is, he ended up losing. And he said after the... Because he, in October, had COVID. He got very sick and he's still quite tired from it. So now how do you feel, Mick?
I thought you were going to say he had narcolepsy. That would have been even funnier.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway. This is why we don't do snooker chat, because it gets a bit wild. In rugby, women's sevens, the Australian rugby.
Is the women's rugby team called the Wugby?
No.
Australia's Wugby women's have dominated the Dubai Sevens tournament, winning all five of their matches, including a consummate victory in the final against Fiji, to lift the prestigious title. Australia's women scored 163 points and conceded only 39 through their five games in the Dubai Sevens. And they won the final against Fiji quite easily, 22-7.
Nice.
So, yeah, awesome. And, I mean, this is the team that didn't go so great, I don't think, at the Olympics. And so what they did is they basically... got a new team. They brought in a whole lot of new players, younger players.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah, and now all of a sudden, champions. So
that's how you do it. Just ditch all the oldies.
Shit, we're not going to work on you. We're going to get a whole bunch of new people.
Just don't tell Rowan that, because Rowan will jump in and take over our show to make it win.
Yes. All right. Well, anyone want to bring up anything else? Their lunch?
Oh, jeez.
I do want to say, though, GWS Giants are going to be playing, the women's team are going to be playing at Henson Park in Marrickville next year. The draw is going to be coming out soon, but there's a couple of games playing at Henson Park, and I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, that's cool.
So I thought I'd share with you that.
What a vibe that'll be. It'll be amazing.
What a vibe.
When are we talking, like early in the year? Like,
look, I don't know the full details, because we never know. Well, the draw is... coming out next year, I believe, but they, couple of games at Henson, that's all I got.
No, that's good. That's good to know. And if anyone's been to Henson Park in Marrickville, it's been like the place to be during COVID.
Yeah.
Like you go get a beer at the Henson, you walk down there, you sit on the hill
Beautiful.
With the dogs and the family.
And
it's amazing.
Kind of renowned for being the home of, you know, rugby league's Newtown Jets.
Mm.
So... it kind of has that vibe, but it's also a really good vibe to watch dogs just bang it around.
How are they going to stop dogs from jumping on the field during an AFLW game?
I don't know, but the vibe will be great.
Dogs, or stop me from running across naked, because I do that too.
Yes. So that's exciting. That's an exciting thing to, you know, 2022 has some things to be excited for.
There is hope.
Yes.
There is hope.
Like this. All right, a quick question because we're out of time. This is the 150th episode. What was the date of our first episode?
Oh.
The date?
Well, give me just the
October.
Year.
October.
It was October.
2018.
October 2018. It was like 20th? 5th. Okay.
Our first show went to air on the 5th of October.
Oh, just after the grand final.
2018, yeah. It
was all the week just before the grand final.
And you can listen to that on Spotify, on any other app, on 2SER.com.
Oh.
You could go back to our first ever episode and listen to us babies talk. Maybe you'll fall asleep and it'll be fantastic.
give us a rating on our first episode compared to our 150th.
Yeah, how well did you sleep after the first one?
Oh. All right, that's the end.
Okay, see you, Gab. Have a good holiday.
Go sporty.
Yes, bye. I'll try. Bye.
Bye.